Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. From a personal sleepover adventure to a brew called kombucha, the February issue of 605 magazine is all about business and a mouse known as Charlie Clinker. It's time to welcome back our friends from 605 magazine. John Snyder is director of sales and marketing and editorial assistant Kyle Detterman. Thanks for coming in today, Kyle and John. Appreciate it. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Kyle.
Thank you.
This magazine, all about business. John, give us an idea about the overall goal of a business issue.
So the idea behind business issue, there's so many great businesses that happen in the state. So sometimes when we try to go through our editorial calendar and the themes are like, oh, an outdoor issue, a holiday issue, a history issue, business is tougher to categorize and fit into those. You know, sometimes those articles feel a little forced into that. So we thought taking an entire issue and saying, you know, this is about business, this is about all the small business and, you know, medium-sized businesses and some larger businesses, and all the people that run them and make them personal.
Some really interesting people with some pretty vibrant ideas. And you can kind of tell what's happening in South Dakota, too, by what some of these folks have come up with. Where do you want to start?
Oh, man. So maybe the Lone Pine Kombucha?
All right. First of all, what's kombucha?
Oh, man. So first off, I'm specifically proud of the title we chose for this. It's Lone Pine Kombucha, Loose Off the Booch. Booch is a short.
Take you a long time? What was there? Was there a brainstorming meeting to get loose off the booch?
About 6 days of confabbing. Yeah. So in Rapid City, it's the only licensed kombucha production facility, and it's also a tap room, and it's fantastic. So kombucha is a black tea and sugar and yeast, and they all kind of create this fermentation process that is mildly alcoholic, like point something percent. So it's about as alcoholic as a non-alcoholic beer. Okay. But the process, what it does is it creates all these probiotics, and people swear by this stuff. They say it'll help your like digestive tract and general well-being. The thing is, when you look at it, sometimes it freaks people out because it has some like remnants of the yeast process in it.
Sure.
But it can be flavored in so many different ways.
It almost looks like a craft beer.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Generally lighter, sometimes more colorful, depending on what they flavor it with.
And fizzy.
Fizzy, yeah. It does. It has that. But this was kind of cool because it's on draft. So it's even better for you because FDA requires anything that goes into a bottle be pasteurized.
Okay.
And that kind of kills some of the kombucha. So if you've bought kombucha in a store, maybe like at Hy-Vee or at like Natural Food Co-op or anywhere, it has most of that good stuff in it, but it's been kind of stopped. If you go out into Rapid City and go to Lone Pine, they can pour it on tap, and the rules are different. So they're able to pour it from a keg in the back, and you get this really natural, like real shock, good kick start to your immune system and everything.
Tell us about the people behind this business.
Okay, so I don't know them very well. I think it's, was it Keith?
Keith and Cindy.
Yeah, Keith and Cindy. So it's a husband and wife, and he actually, his story before that was he built houses, like kind of one-off, like custom homes. And he just kind of did that for like 30 years and sort of did this on the side and decided he wanted to actually do more of this. You know, you kind of get into something, you're like, oh, I like this a little bit more, even though it's drastically different than what you're doing before.
Yeah.
So they now supply, they both work there and they both run it and they own it. And they now supply, you can get it in all the way over to Sioux Falls. And I think the Natural Food Co-op in Sioux Falls is one of the places probably... maybe Palm Branch Market might have some too.
Sure.
But
where you can get it bottled?
You can get it bottled. It's on tap there too. So they can pour it.
Okay.
Yeah, so they can pour it.
In Sioux Falls, it's on tap as well?
Oh, yeah, as far as I'm aware, and yell at me, it's my fault if I'm wrong. But I've seen it behind the counter at the Natural Food Co-op. So
interesting.
Yeah, it was a really cool place. There's a lot of like wood and warm tones in there. And there was a nice like biker couple sitting up at the bar just sipping on it. It was a juxtaposition I wasn't ready for.
Kyle, what does this kind of say when you look overall at these businesses and what's happening in the rest of the country? And then, you know, because there has been this, you know, this narrative that things come here, you right. know, last or late.
Like a delay.
Mm-hmm. Is that true anymore? Or is it sort of, it flows both ways, where people here are inventing things that are then exported and then also responding to national trends?
Right. I think that it's both. I think one thing that stuff like our business issue does for the state is the stuff that people see across the country is here. It's in South Dakota. We just kind of need to look for it.
Right.
And I think that the business issue and these articles make it a little bit easier for people to find that stuff. And it's not so out of the realm of South Dakota. Like Keith was doing it in his garage, the owner of Lone Pine, and his friends were like, wow, this is really, really good. Like, you could make something of this. And so that's how it got started.
Yeah. All right. We have confirmed it's on tap at the co-op in Sioux Falls.
Nice.
So you're not spreading false lies here on SDP Radio. You've been fact-checked and you stood up to the fact-checking. All right. Prairie Tickets. Let's talk about these folks, because this is another stuff that people are kind of familiar with the idea of it, and then it has a South Dakota twist.
Brian Opp, who we actually know personally, plays on our soccer team. Mediocre soccer player, but excellent businessman.
Good to know.
His wife, Courtney, and he and their staff run Prairie Tickets. Kyle, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, I'd love to. So if you think of StubHub, you think of just this like bean that's on the internet, and it's like,
Right,
mm-hmm. That's where I can get my tickets. Brian Opp saw a need for almost like a more wholesome version of StubHub. He was really passionate, is really passionate about games and live music and general events, and was like, how can I make this a small town but not small town name?
Right.
And that's where Prairie Tickets came in.
Yeah. Did they make the Inc. 5000? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their office is in Sioux Falls. They focused more locally originally on ticket sales, but now he's constantly traveling out to like the Super Bowl and making sure that him or some of his team, they're out in Las Vegas and they're all over the place traveling to make sure that things facilitate. Because sometimes with tickets, they're a physical commodity. Sometimes they're digital. And to manage some of those really high dollar ones, you kind of have to be there to make sure that happens. And their fees are very good. You know, it's local, and it's really cool to see them expand.
And when Kyle says wholesome, there's this element of, you know, we're a real business doing the work ourselves. This isn't a bunch of bots that are operating on your behalf in this sort of strange.
Right.
So there's something not only Midwestern about it, but they're really poised for how the market changed when all of a sudden, you know, those bots were not in favor anymore. They're like, this is what we're already doing. We're doing this with real people. Yeah.
And that kind of goes back to what you said, like, do things come to South Dakota? Do we kind of start and go out? And Brian and his team, they were already ahead of the game. They were like, you know, we know people like to see a face. We know people like to think of a company as something that is owned, not just there. And so when the government was kind of like, oh, bots, you know, with all these ticket sales, that's probably not the best way to go. Brian and his team are like, well, we're already here.
Yeah, we're doing this. Other companies can scramble to catch up, but we are already the real people behind this. So no big deal, because we're doing it the way it probably should be done, at least the way people want it to be done.
Right. Yeah.
You
want
to buy from a mediocre soccer player. That's the main thing.
Correct.
You've made your point, John,
okay.
about the soccer. An excellent businessman. And the other thing is a really great story about really kind of being too broke to buy a ticket.
Right.
But then having this business. And I think that's kind of inspirational for those people who want to start their own business and sit and think, yeah, I can't do this. It's always fun to have a South Dakota story where somebody in the middle of where we live says, I once had no money to, and look what happened. And that was a really thriving business. Yeah.
Yeah. They've sold over $5 million worth of tickets.
Wow.
Since their start. And so to think that he was a broke college kid that had no money to buy like a local concert ticket.
Yeah.
And now this is where he's at.
Yeah.
It's cool
for him. All right. Here's another good idea that has traction, I think. And it's why didn't someone think of this before? And it's slumber parties for any parent who's been asked to have a slumber party and had to put the work into that. Not anymore. You can outsource your slumber party. And some people are going to say, why would I do that? And other people are going to say, thank goodness it's finally here. Tell us about this business.
Yeah, so it's in Sioux Falls. It's called Wild Child Slumber. Slumber Adventures.
Slumber Adventures. Great idea. Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Erica Bowen started. She had just made her kids like little A-frame tents to set up around the Christmas tree to kind of give them like, oh, we're going to wait for Santa. And some of her friends were like, hey, can you do that for us? That would be a great party idea. And the more that she got doing it, more people were offering to pay her for such things. And they were like, you know, a lot of people have a lot of sleepovers. Like, let's make this a big deal. Yeah. You know, it's no longer pile all of the blankets on the floor in front of the TV and hopefully you have
hope for the best.
Yeah. Like, good luck, mom and dad. You know, this program that she has created comes with tents. It comes with mattresses, pillows, twinkle lights, trays.
It's customized. It's what you kind of want. So you tell her sort of there's packages, but then and adults are getting into the into the groove too with different kind of tents. Tell us some of those stories about adults who have said, "Help me plan this kind of this party."
Right. So Erica told us about this time that these sisters, all adults, were coming home to Sioux Falls to spend one last night in their childhood home before it was sold, and you know, they could have just old schooled it. And instead they were like, we really want to make this a big deal. And so these four grown women huddled around in these A-frame tents and had like this big epic one last sleepover. And I think it's stuff like that, that really you're going to remember it.
Right.
And the other thing is that it doesn't have to be in the summer. You know, people think tents, you think outside. And while her tents can be outside, she has done plenty sleepovers in heated garages or basements.
Sure. Yeah. And another example of a cool idea and somebody saying, yep, I can do that and give it to other people. Let's close with this author from Deadwood with a kind of interesting story and a fun take on Deadwood history. Go ahead, John.
Finn, I love this. This is the greatest thing ever. So it's the book, it's a children's book by Randy Christensen, who works for Deadwood Alive, the live theater company. You'll see like Wild Bill and all those guys doing the shootouts and stuff. That's usually a company called Deadwood Alive. So this is called Charlie Clinker, Little Stinker, A Tale of a Pioneer Mouse. And it's a cartoon and illustrations along with a story about like 1876, around that time, they were saying there were basically no cats in Deadwood, so it was a mouse's paradise. So it's a mouse named Charlie Clinker, and he's just, you know, living the life and everything's great, and he's just eating everybody's food. And then they send someone to Cheyenne to go buy a bunch of cats because these mice are just getting out of control. And it's a story of the cats coming into Deadwood, and it's just this great, it's just an amazing thing. And I love this. And you can buy the book with the illustrations. You can buy an actual stuffed mouse, Charlie Clinker, which I adore. And
Charlie gets a lady friend as
well.
Because with that many mice around, you're, you know, it's, she's sort of a mail order bride in kind of way. She rolls
not
into
wrong.
Town. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Deadwood does it. What Deadwood does.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of good Deadwood history in there. It's a fun book called Charlie Clinker, The Little Stinker, and you can get it at local bookstores. The magazine, 605 Magazine, on stands now, the February business issue, all kinds of inspiration and ideas. John and Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.